Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, you can trust me to jump off sides, but you can trust me. Ronald Serpas joins us now, professor, practice Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, former head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, a lifetime police officer, now a consultant to many departments. How are you, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Tommy, how are you today?
I am okay. Let's talk about last time we got into toward the end about the structure of departments, about sergeants, lieutenants, and it is important, I think, especially when you talk about managing overtime. Let me take a step back real quick. Crime down in 2025, Ann Kirkpatrick saying it doesn't matter who gets credit for it. President Trump saying it's the National Guard, although they weren't really here, I don't think, for the latter part of it. Does it matter who takes credit for it? Does it matter if the National Guard was here? Did they have any role in violent crime being down in New Orleans?
Well, I mean, all that was really good until you get into the politics of talking about national stuff when you're a city official. I mean, the whole point comes down to this. A lot of people take credit when crime goes down, but you don't often see the same people there when crime goes up, and crime is cyclical. It's going to go up and down. The best course of action normally is to say, this is where we think we made headway. This is where we see challenges, and this is what we hope to get the public to support. And that would be for presidents, mayors, governors, chiefs, sheriffs. That's the simple recipe for this. This is where we want to go. This is where we've been. How do we get to where we want to be? I've seen, you know, it's easy to get dragged by a question from the media into these national debates, and that often happens to chiefs too. That wasn't their intention that day, but to get distracted by the national level is really not helpful for the people of New Orleans. But more importantly, the National Guard plays a role here for the last 50 years of my experience. But, you know, we talked about it before. What's the wedding cake of policing, right? The wedding cake of policing is the first base layer is the police officers that answer the calls for service from the citizens. A sergeant oversees 6 to 8 police officers usually, and their job is to mentor them, educate them, discipline them, counsel them, and approve overtime. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. And then the next layer, you know, the officers go out and they work the street, they answer calls. Sergeants are the direct first line supervision of those people, responsible for a mass amount of things to make those officers the best that they can be. Then there's a lieutenant who's going to usually oversee 2 or 3 sergeants. That's the first level manager. That person's responsibility is to have the broader view of the mission of the agency, more goal-oriented, less task-oriented, and look at things like deployment, answering calls, overtime, report writing to make sure the sergeants are doing what they're supposed to do. The captain would be like a branch manager of a bank. The captain oversees the whole patrol area, which has patrol responses, will almost always have some sort of detective responses. And they're purely thinking about the goals of the organization, the policies, practices, and customs that they want to see done throughout the department. Then you have a chief that oversees five or six captains that does the same thing, but at the much higher level. And then ultimately, the superintendent is responsible for laying out the policy perspectives, laying out the expectations, and holding people accountable as the chief disciplinarian in New Orleans in particular. Other departments are similar. Ultimate discipline action decisions come to the superintendent, and that's really one of their key roles because that sets the tone of what good officers can expect to be the level of experience, the level of expectations, and when bad officers are making the job more difficult for everybody involved.
See, I think this is interesting. We're going to drill down on this when we come back because, our interactions with police are when we either get pulled over for a ticket or for a traffic violation. Or maybe we call them for this or that or the other thing, or maybe we're doing what we're not supposed to do. And we don't realize that there's a whole command structure behind that. We'll continue to talk about it with Ronald Surpass when we come back. 821 Traffic, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent. And we don't take in account the fact that a police department has an organizational structure, and the police officer that you deal with, chances are you're not going to deal with a sergeant. At what point would a police officer call a sergeant in?
If they're involved in an event that requires advice or counsel on the policies and procedures, maybe, complex investigations before detectives are called, they would call a sergeant to say, could you help me get other resources from within the department to assist me on this, like perhaps crime lab or some detectives. And then that just keeps working its way up the chain of command. When citizens are most likely going to interact with a supervisor is when they have a question about the service, when they have a question about how did this happen. There's another interesting way that citizens will see the upper leaders of the police department. You and I talk often about the NOPD desperately needs a staffing and deployment plan, because if you're reducing crime with 300 officers less than what you said you need, something's incongruent, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, the senior leaders would be the ones who would embrace that kind of a deployment staffing plan and then use the findings of it to argue with more data and effective outside view of what the department needs to be. So that's kind of like the three different ways you would see supervisors in the organization, not just the officers who are out there working on the radio answering your calls.
Do sergeants review reports and say, you need a little bit more detail here, need a little bit more detail there, you did a great job here, et cetera?
Ideally, that's the key. And, something I said 2 weeks ago, and I'll say for the rest of my career, when police departments find themselves upside down, it's generally not that the policies and procedures are not well done. Mm-hmm. It's the actions of sergeants and lieutenants to ensure the people who are carrying out the mission are following the policies and procedures. That's why they're so crucial and critical. Every layer of supervision builds on one another, and one is no more important than the other. They're all crucial parts of a wheel, of a chain that has to operate efficiently, so that when the chief goes on television and says, I need 300 more people, well, there's a whole lot of folks beneath the chief that's been ensuring all those policies and procedures have been felt and have been acted on, so you can legitimately say, this is why I need overtime, this is why I need more people, this is why I need more detectives.
And within all of that, where do detectives come in terms of the organizational structure? Are they always sergeants?
No, they're detectives, they're officers, and they're the second layer of the wedding cake. They do the critical investigations for people who have been victimized and need an investigation. The next layer of the cake is those who support the first two layers. And the fourth layer of the cake is chief's choice. Like, I want to do community policing, I want to do hotspot policing, et cetera. But detectives are often going to be officers with special training and special authorities to further their skills as detectives.
As a chief, would you spot somebody, a man or a woman, that you said, they got detective written all over them?
I think that finds its way. Yeah, sure. People who are naturally inquisitive, who write incredibly well, who are willing to take on that additional challenge of work. And then you have the same thing with people who want to be in a SWAT team, or people that want to be in patrol, or people that want to become a sergeant or a lieutenant or a captain or a chief. Those are all different attributes that you're looking for every day in the people who work for you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. The leader in the Vocabulary Clubhouse today, Ronald Surpass with Incongruent. Have a good day.
You're too much. Thank you, Tommy.
All right, we'll talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints when we come back. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozen. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, another season under his belt. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's king cake season. It's warm outside. You know, what is there to complain about?
There you go. And it's going to be a big press conference today. What is it that you think we can hear from, or we'll hear from Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because this is going to be the first year in a while that I don't think the GM is going to be asked whether he's going to fire the head coach or not, you know, that sort of thing. And so I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of more kind of an optimistic vibe around this team. And what I'm interested to hear, and I don't know if we'll actually get an answer to this, but, you know, how aggressive is this team going to be this year? Because, you know, I think every team kind of operates with timelines. And, you know, whether you want to call it a rebuild or whatever, I think that timeline does change when you feel like you have the quarterback to build around, right? Because I think it allows you to be a little more aggressive in free agency. It allows you to approach the draft a little differently. So, you know, that's stuff that we may not learn today. We may learn it down the line. But that's going to be the big story this offseason to me is just how aggressive is this team in terms of, do you continue to kind of unwind the salary cap, or do you kind of feel like you've done enough and you can kind of restock a little bit? But I think this team is where it wants to be, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Yeah, quarterback window is an interesting point because you got a guy that's not old, maybe as far as rookie quarterbacks go, relatively speaking, he's a little longer in the tooth than most rookie quarterbacks, but still a guy in the beginning of his career, and that's different than, say, if you got a guy that's got a year or two left in him.
Yeah, and I think that one thing the Saints are going to be able to take advantage of over the next few years that they just simply haven't been able to for the last, I don't know, decade, two decades, is a quarterback on a rookie contract, because that makes a difference. Like, look at what some of these quarterbacks are making around the NFL. Think about Tua Tagovailoa making $50 million a season and how difficult it is to manage a salary cap with a $50 million player at the top of it compared to some of the options that are going to be at your disposal when you consider Tyler Shuck's going to be making $2, $3, $4 million over the next 3 years, right? And so that's a very, very attractive place to be for a team. And you don't have to, you know, you say getting aggressive. It's really not being aggressive. It's just taking advantage of what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at the Seahawks when they had Russell Wilson on a rookie deal, and why were they so able to build that defense and retain the players? Because I think that's the bigger part of it, is not only are you able to be aggressive in free agency, but you're also able to be aggressive in retaining some of your players. Right. You know, you have a lot of young players that you've drafted over the last few years that, you know, Alante Taylor is a free agent. Chris Olave is going to be a free agent after his option year. And, you know, these guys are going to want to get paid. And when you don't have to worry about that $50 million contract hanging over your head, at least for the immediate future, it makes those decisions a lot less impactful to your bottom line. So you're not going to have to restructure as many contracts. You're going to be able to clean up the cap as you're aggressive, and I think that's a huge part of it. And what's the most important is that Tyler was able to show enough this year that you feel like, okay, this is the guy you can build around, and it's really just a matter of developing him, developing the young players on your roster. And, you know, all these rookies that you played this year, like, that's an investment. You know, would you have won more games if you had gone in with a bunch of veterans? Maybe. But, you know, you look at a player like Quincy Riley, a player like Jonas Anker, like, this is the worst they're going to be, you know, and I say that in a positive way. Like,
I think that's a great point.
Year, that's the baseline. Like, players get better over time. They develop. That's why you invest in them. So I think, you know, a lot of these young players, like, you know, it only goes up from here, in my opinion.
All right, let me take a break. I think you're making some great points here about, man, bottom line, cleaning up the cap. Let's talk about what 2026 could look like and where the Saints are in trouble. Not necessarily in trouble with the cap, but where they could free up some money and what moves they would want to make to build a team around Tyler Shocken around the defense that is emerging. We're talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Big press conference at 11 with Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore. We'll carry it live during Newell's show, and then we'll have Jeff and Steve Geller on. Talk about it as well. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57, couple of minutes left with Jeff Nowak, who I think is making some great points about the quarterback window, if you want to call it that, and improving the Saints team. Jeff, everything with the salary cap is why I got out of accounting and changed my major to communications. I mean, I can't understand it. My mind doesn't work that way. But where would the Saints, I hate to use the phrase be in trouble, but where could they maybe free up some salary cap money to help build this team around Tyler Shuck and some of the defensive players you just mentioned?
Well, you know, the funny thing, and it's going to, people might, you know, wring their hands about it, but guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, bringing them back would actually save some money for this team from a salary cap perspective, because there's a lot of dead money, dead cap associated with their contracts. And when they're off the roster, you know, I think Cam Jordan would be, for example, an $18 million dead cap charge. So that's $18 million for a guy that's not on your roster. Now, you could probably split that over 2 years based on how you do it.
And look, if they can contribute, I'm not wringing my hands over anything.
Cam Jordan led the team in sacks this year. DeMario Davis led the team in tackles this year. DeMario set a new career high in tackles, 144. You know, Cam had 10, you know, I think it's his eighth or maybe seventh, 10 double-digit sack season. So, you know, it's funny, but like it's going to be Cam and DeMario kind of approached this differently in terms of how they talked about it. Cam said, you know, he basically played for half off this season and he had all the incentives in his contract. He probably wouldn't agree to that again. But, you know, that's going to be an interesting decision to make because those are the two guys on free agent contracts. Taysom Hill probably isn't back. We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some options there to free up some cap space.
If you're going to get aggressive, where would you advise the team to look and fortify the Saints?
Interior offensive line, no way around it. I mean, you got to find a couple guards. You know, Eric McCoy will be back. Cesar Ruiz will probably be back. But that position, that part of the offense has been a problem for years, and they just haven't been able to shore it up.
We'll be listening at 11 o'clock. We wish it was a press conference like back in the day with Sean Payton where, man, we were tuned to every press conference for the playoffs, every this, every that. But there'll come a day. There'll come a day. I'm confident. Thank you, Jeff. We'll be listening for you at 11 o'clock with Newell when Mickey Loomis and Kellen Moore have their press conference. We come back, we're going to talk to Natalie Hinkle, our friend, assistant professor and planetary astrophysicist at LSU, about President Trump wanting to put humans back on the moon before his term ends. And we'll talk to Alyssa Curtis, a WWL reporter who's had some trouble. We'll talk about it.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.